With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. John Bison has spent the last 4 years in the Michigan House. He'd like to spend at least the next 4 years in the state Senate. He's the Republican candidate in the 19th state Senate district, which includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties. The district's current state senator, Mike Knopfs, cannot run again due to term limits. John Bison, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to come join you today, Gordon.
So if you are elected to the state Senate, what would be your top priorities there?
Well, I've been through a lot of doors here in the last several months, and a couple of the issues that seem to be on the mind of my constituents include roads, obviously. Auto no-fault has been a problem, and an area where I have some expertise is healthcare, and it seems like healthcare is still an issue at several of the doors.
Let me ask you about an issue related to health, and that is drinking water. PFASs were found in water around the Air National Guard base in Battle Creek, which is, of course, in the 19th state Senate district, in your state current state House district. What do you think is the right thing for the state to do here?
We need to continue to monitor. It's not a huge issue out at the base, largely because the base is on city water. It's on municipal water, and that does not have any PFASs in it. Those PFASs are coming from some of the exercises and using the foam, of course, to fight the fires over at the air base. And a lot of times they'll invite the civilian firefighters to come along with them and train with them. And so they've been using some of these substances in the past when we didn't know exactly how dangerous they were. And now it's important to continue to monitor. Now it's important to continue to watch where the plume goes and make sure that people don't have access to it.
Yeah, the distinction there being it ended up in the groundwater.
It right? is. In the groundwater, largely, as I understand it, restricted to the area right around the Air National Guard base there. And so they have plans to continue to monitor it. They put in several different wells around the base, so they should be able to tell if there is spread or movement in any direction. And they'll continue to watch it for the time being. And for the people who are on the base, they don't necessarily have to worry about it because all of their water is going to be coming from the city.
Also a health-related issue, the opioid crisis. What are the specific steps you would hope that the state would pursue to try and address opioids and try to help people, you know, either with addiction problems or not get addicted in the first place?
Yeah, we complain a lot about the number of deaths that we have seen from the opioid crisis. And, you know, addiction of any kind is a problem. That we need to have expectations that we aren't going to use it. And one thing that surprises me is that this state is even talking about the first ballot initiative on marijuana, because we know that marijuana is an addictive substance. Just because we say that we can use it for a medical reason doesn't mean that it has significant side effects any less than the opioids that people use. We know that of teenagers, 1 out of 6 are going to become addicted to the marijuana that they use. Even in adults, approximately 1 in 10 are going to become addicted. That number goes way up if they use it on a daily basis. And it does bad things, especially to our youth. We have the entire medical community. We have the AMA and the State Medical Society, the State Osteopathic Society, and the State Pediatric Academy all saying, you got to go no on this. And I consider that perhaps the most important issue on our ballot this time through.
Well, but let me ask you, what this committee calls itself is the Committee to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Everything you just said about marijuana, could we say that also about alcohol?
Alcohol doesn't interfere permanently with the pathways in adolescence. And part of the problem that we have had is that we can't keep anything away from our youth. You know, the tobacco isn't supposed to be used by youth, and you can routinely see them smoking. Alcohol isn't supposed to be sold under a certain age, and you know better than I how much alcohol is used by teenagers and high school students, as well as college students. You can talk about pills, and pills are for the person who is prescribed them, and there are lots of stories of pill parties and even medicinal marijuana for individuals. We have significant leakage into the youth community of those substances as well. And with recreational marijuana, it's more the impression that this is okay, and it really is not. Alcohol has a very, very different effect. There was just a study recently by let me just take a quick peek here and say the American Journal of Psychiatry in the last couple of months, where they were comparing marijuana to alcohol in adolescence, and they felt that alcohol would have a much more potent effect. But the finding of that study was that marijuana had a much greater effect on the brain on four different functions: problem solving, long-term memory, short-term memory, and the ability to stop habitual behavior. And alcohol does a terrible thing to the fetal brain when it's developing. As you get older, it still does not necessarily good things, and it's an addictive substance. Don't get me wrong, alcohol is bad. Especially if used to excess.
Okay. Got about 30 seconds here, so I wanted to get a comment from you on this. The Republicans have held control of the governor's office and the legislature for the last 8 years, your entire time in the state house. If the Democrats win the governor's office or take one of the houses of the legislature, will that significantly change your job at all?
We work in a bipartisan manner much of the time. I want to say that probably 80% of the bills that we pass, maybe 85, are done in a unanimous or bipartisan manner. It'll require a little bit more discussion, but I don't know that it fundamentally alters anything, because if you're out for good policy, that isn't restricted to one camp or the other.
Okay. We will have to leave it there. John Bizon is the Republican candidate for state Senate in the 19th district. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon. Have a great day.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.